Wednesday, January 20, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today, US car manufacturer Ford will introduce its first full battery electric vehicle later this year. The Transit Connect panel van, which is a cargo carrier, has a range of up to 160 kilometers before it requires recharging. The company will launch its first full battery electric passenger vehicle next year, when it will introduce an electric version of the Ford Focus to the North American market. Trade Union Solidarity says that Electricity Parastatal Eskom should come up with a new financing model. The union says that testimony at the public hearings held nationwide by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa on Eskom's proposed tariff hike had so far shown convincingly that a 35% increase over the next 3 years couldn't be absorbed by the public and the economy. Solidarity spokesperson Dirk Herman said that Eskom should develop a new financing model, as the model that made excessive use of tariff hikes to finance expansions had been rejected by the public. Also making headlines, Arms Corps CEO Sipho Tomo has had his employment contract terminated by the Arms Corps board. South Africa failed to escape the effects of a sharp pullback in global foreign direct investment flows during 2009. Funding for the increased rebate through Eskom's solar water heater program will be derived from the electricity tariff. And Zimbabwe says that it's upholding its Namibia power export deal. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.